This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Cincy Drive Factory on Joy 94.9. Joining us in the studio now is a band which should need no real introduction. Their debut album, Bombs Away, was a gold certified seller in 2014, and they're best known for their worldwide smash hit Geronimo in the same year. Their success is more remarkable given their continuing independent status. We are, of course, talking about Brisbane-based Shepherd. Two of the band members join us now, George Shepherd and Jay Bovino. Welcome to Joy.
How are you doing, man?
Lovely to have you in the studio. Now, I have to say, I first remember learning of Shepherd when a video for a song I was actually unfamiliar with at the time started appearing on very high rotation on Channel V at the gym back in 2013, which was Let Me Down Easy.
Okay.
Is that a sort of a familiar story about when people first started to hear about Shepherd?
Yeah, well, that was our first single. That was our first ever release on our first EP back in 2012.
So your first video as well?
Yep.
It was made on the fumes of an oily rag. It was like $2,000 budget, and we just kind of had to be creative, and it still came out really well, and it's like one of those videos that now we'll have for the rest of our lives.
Yeah,
and it's like,
and it was a video that caught your eye when you amongst all the other videos that seemed to be on the screen at the time.
Right.
There was some quality about the video. Maybe
it's just
it was
so cheap.
who knows? Or maybe it had a quintessential Australian quality to it. I don't know, because
right.
It was basically filmed in a car park or a back lot or something.
That's right. Yeah, like an industrial yard, something like that. Yeah,
but it got a lot of airplay on Channel V as well. That must have been part of the whole exposure thing. Yeah,
that whole time in our lives is one of those like great moments where you're like, as you're sort of like increasing your status, it's like, oh my god, this is actually happening. We're on Channel V. This is crazy. I can watch my video clip on the TV.
We almost didn't have time to reflect on that because it wasn't too long before Geronimo took off, and then that was like a 2-year thing in itself.
Yeah,
so we didn't really get to even comprehend just the fact that Let Me Down Easy took off.
It's true.
And that brings us to Geronimo, of course, which was, it was quite close behind. Now, 3 weeks at number one in Australia, 5 times platinum, top 10 in Austria, Germany, Italy, New Zealand and Poland, massive in the US as well. Looking back at 2014 and 2015, what are your most vivid memories now?
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole library of awesome memories in there, but I think the period of like summer 2015, we did this European festival run, which was like 6 weeks, and we just got on a bus in I think it was like Poland or something like that, and then we just cruised down for 6 weeks, stopping at every awesome festival you can think of, and that was probably like, you know, the peak of being like a touring band for us. I mean, obviously there's been like Jimmy Fallon, we played Ellen DeGeneres, all of these awesome memories, but having that 6 week experience was just like, wow, we're a real band and this is like, we're having some fun.
Is it different for you, Jay, or is it similar?
Yeah, no, the same experience. And it was also jam packed with like everything you mentioned all happened so quickly after each other that, again, you don't really get time to ever reflect on it. So it was, it was just one after the next. And then our first breaks was a year ago, and that was like when we finally got to take it in.
When with Geronimo, because it was such a massive hit, and it is so much more remarkable because you guys were completely independent at that time and are still independent from an Australian perspective, it's so hard for independent bands to get commercial radio airplay in Australia. What made the difference for you guys?
I mean, I think there was definitely a bit of dumb luck about it. I mean, we had all of these like setups, and we had all of these like activations and getting fans on social media, and we had all this build up. But I think at the end of the day, it was Jason's brother actually worked at Channel 9, or he still works at Channel 9 as a cameraman. And he gave our first EP to a reporter that he was filming, who then gave it to David Campbell, who hosts Mornings.
Yep.
And David just had done some research on the band, and like, he really liked the music. He did some research and saw that we were with Michael Chugg and that we'd been overseas. And he was like, it's a great story, you know, nice family band. What's going on? Let's get him on the show. And let's let them perform this song, Let Me Down Easy. And so in the weeks leading up to it, we were just like obviously stoked at this opportunity. And I think he was championing the song at radio, you know, because he works at Smooth FM or something. And then it was literally added. The day we played on his show, it was added across the board.
Yeah, right.
And okay. It was just like, oh my God, how did this happen?
And I guess that is part of it too, isn't it? Because of the whole sibling family connection, you all grew up in this. And I remember seeing this story, I think it was on Better Homes and Gardens where right. you got covered. So it was like...
Yeah, that's right.
It was
Better Homes and Gardens.
It was Better
right.
Homes and Gardens. And so they covered the whole family aspect, the fact that... the family home had been changed, basically turned into a studio
yeah,
for you guys
right.
and all of that stuff. So there was a real Australian success story right. around the story of the family and the band as well. So.
Yeah, I guess that's a fair comment. I mean, it's like you always need the story to go along with the music, you know. I mean, gone are the days where a song can just last on its own merit. It needs to be all of this like... Oh, what else is going on with the band? Like, yep. Who are they? What's their story? And if it's an interesting story, then it definitely helps.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned as well that you did run into and meet Ellen, which is a bit of a hero to our community. What was that like?
Yeah, she was awesome. I mean, she came to our sound check and she like sat in the audience and she was the only person there. And that was the first we saw of her. So we were like in the middle of sound check playing and then I looked up and then there's just this one person sitting in the crowd and it just wow. happened to be Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh my God, guys, shape up, here we go.
She doesn't like it.
Yeah. And she came and shook her hands and she was as lovely in real life as she was on the TV.
Fantastic. So. All right. More with George and Jay from Shepherd coming up on Joy 94.9. You are on Joy 94.9. George and Jay from Brizzy Band Shepherd are in the studio with us right now. Now, you guys have obviously been songwriting for a new album. Jay, I know you've done a couple of little side projects as well. We love your track Get Alone with Sahara Beck here at Joy. Has it been the same or different compared to when you wrote Bombs Away?
I just kind of took the opportunity as soon as we got off the road, because that's one thing I really missed writing, which we don't do a lot on the road. So as soon as we got off and we were taking a break, I'm like, well, I'm going to use this opportunity to release some of my own music. But it was just sort of stuff that I was chipping away over the like years on tour and whatnot.
And so you started that in Mexico, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so I just... Yeah, producing became such a big part of my life. And then when we took the break, I'm like, this is a perfect opportunity to release some music.
Get out a couple of songs
yeah.
of your own.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Has that affected the way you write songs now for Shepherd?
Yeah, it actually has in a sense, because I tend to now start from a production point of view, whereas I used to start with the guitar or piano. And I think that opens up like a lot more ideas and possibilities because you're not sort of limited to anything.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's definitely helped.
George, what about you? Is how you approach songs changed?
Definitely. I mean, it's hard to sort of go through the experience we went through and not learn a whole bunch of experiences and new tricks. But I think the main thing that we kind of took out of the last tour was, you know, making sure that every new song that we wrote or every song that was going to go on the album had that live aspect to it, you know, that it was going to be a great live song. Because I think with Bombs Away... although we love all of those songs, not all of them really translated so well when it came to the live show. And so, you know, sometimes it would feel a bit like laborious or, you know, you could tell that the crowd wasn't getting into it. And so you're like, okay, well, let's figure that out and let's make sure that this next album is just like from the ground up built for the live circuit.
Okay, so there's definitely a different target in mind in terms of producing the album in your mind.
It's more so knowing the target. I think when we started... Right. We got three writers in the band, so we just wrote whatever, everything that we thought was cool. We didn't really know what we were, who we were. It wasn't until those songs that like took off and we got a fan base that were like, okay, I guess that's our sound. Let's go in that direction. And so it's just a more focused record, I think, in that sense.
Fantastic. Now, November last year, we saw the first taste of the new album with the release of We Belong, which, again, we've been loving here at Joy.
You guys are awesome.
Now, We Belong scored the coveted most added to radio in the week of its release.
Mm.
But then something happened. What happened? Because we love it. We think it should have been a massive hit here
yeah.
at Joy.
Oh, look, it is what it is.
I think a mixture of bad timing, end of the year as well. So I think it was... November maybe even when it was added.
Yeah.
So everyone goes on holidays. No one really sort of listens to the radio, I assume, over the Christmas break. So that would have been, that I think is one aspect, didn't have like the momentum, didn't have time to build.
I think also it was a bit rushed in the sense that we hadn't ever planned on that being a single. Okay. And it was because we had the My Kitchen Rules promo.
Yep.
So they wanted to use the song, and it was such a big opportunity for us that we had to have this the track available for people to be able to buy, obviously, and if they wanted to listen to it. And so then came the tough decision of like, oh, well, if we got to release it, it's got to be a single. Then if it's the first single off the album, then it's like we got to give it some sort of a push. But that all happened within the space of a week.
Yeah,
and
right.
So it was like, oh, okay, here we go. We're just sort of dropping this track out with no preparation, no video clip, no nothing. So it definitely gets the love. Like, people enjoy the track. But in terms of like a marketing perspective, it just didn't have the oomph behind it.
So are you okay with that? Are you okay with the whole, we just chalk that one down to the next experience?
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's not like we're going to quit here.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. All right. Well, fast forward to this week. We've got the second single from the album, the first official international single, correct, as it's been
marketed.
Yes. Keep Me Crazy. Tell us about Keep Me Crazy.
Yeah, well, Keep Me Crazy was probably the first track that we wrote for the album. We went to this, we did this like writing trip to LA, which was sort of like a weird version of speed dating. So it's like we spent 5 weeks over in LA just working with different producers and other co-writers, just trying to find a good fit for who would be, you know, producing the album. And this was the first track that came out of that. And I think straight away we knew that there was something special about it. It just had that energy and that sort of drive that I think Geronimo had. And the track itself is a lot of fun. It's about, you know, trying to find this in this day and age when nobody wants to settle down and everyone's just, you know, interested in Tinder swipes. It's like nobody wants to sort of settle down and find somebody to actually share their life with anymore because they fear it's going to become monotonous and boring. But this song's about finding somebody that actually has the opposite effect and actually keeps your life exciting.
Oh, okay. Got it. Did you write it all together, this one?
Yeah. So we landed in LA and literally the second day we were there, the three of us went in and joined this duo, the production duo, wrote it in like 5 hours or so.
All right, very cool. Now, in terms of the rest of the album, is it all written?
Yeah, it's all done.
It's all done?
Finished.
Okay, all right. So in terms of release dates, do you have it mapped out yet, even if you can't tell me?
You'd like to think it'd be prepared, but no, we are sort of playing it by ear, I guess. It's one of those situations where you kind of just make it up as you go. And I would like to hope for June, July. I mean, Bombs Away was released in July. So maybe if we can have like the anniversary release.
The 2 year anniversary of Bombs Away.
That's it.
Yeah. Hey, the other thing that's happening this week, and you in the other thing that's happened in the last year or so is you've done a huge amount of international big stadium tours with lots of great people that you've supported. You get the opportunity to do a stadium tour this week with a pretty big act. He's
up and coming, yeah.
Justin Bieber. You're supporting Justin Bieber. So I think Friday night you're here in Melbourne at Etihad Stadium.
That's right.
That's pretty massive. And I saw that you've done some pretty big things, like you abseiled across the audience in Brazil. Are we going to see Shepherd abseil across the roof?
Skydiving in this time.
Oh, you're skydiving through the roof of Etihad Stadium.
That's it.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
What does a big stadium show mean for you guys, both emotionally and also what we expect to see?
Well, I mean, it's a dream come true, really. Like, this is the sort of the size of venue that everybody dreams about playing. And for us, like I said before, we'd built this album from the ground up, thinking about the live aspect, and naturally we were thinking stadiums. You know, we want to be able to sort of tour stadiums with this music. And so it was like, I don't know if it was a, you know, self-fulfilling prophecy or whatever, but somehow we're opening the entire cycle of this album by playing stadiums.
Yeah, righto.
And it's just this unbelievably surreal feeling to be out there. There's just so many people that it almost feels like you're playing to nobody. You know, you can't actually, there's too much to focus on and there's too many people that it's like, it's just this one wash of faces. But it's an unbelievable feeling.
So I guess the question is, have you met and socialized with JB?
I wish we could report something here, but no. Unfortunately not yet.
Okay, yeah. All right. But you've already done a couple of shows, yeah?
Just the one
in Perth.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. I was a bit I didn't know whether or not the fans would take to us or if they'd just be like, get Justin on, get out. So
it's always a tough gig opening.
Yeah,
because you know that the fans that are there for the headliner and they really just like, yeah, hurry up and get off.
Yeah.
So it's a tough win. It's a tough crowd to win over. But we did all right. And by the time we got to Let Me Down Easy, they recognized the song. So
great.
They got on board.
Yeah, I think they cool. put two and two together.
And do you get to try out a couple of the new songs from the album?
Yeah, so the only two songs from the old album that we have in the set are Let Me Down Easy and Geronimo.
Fantastic.
So every other song is brand new.
That's a pretty harsh judgment on yourself then, to get a crowd that's not actually there for you specifically to test how they react to a song they haven't heard.
Yeah. That's right.
I mean, you're setting your bar pretty high.
Yeah. I'm way more comfortable. Yeah. I think I'm more comfortable with this new batch of songs than the last batch anyway. So I'm like, I feel like we've actually really grown as musicians and songwriters. So it's a good feeling actually going out and playing new music. It's like a breath of fresh air.
And it's like George said, they were made. One of the things we said when we wrote this album was let's think stadiums. Mm. So they were wrote with that in mind. And so this is the first shows back after a year. We're playing them in stadiums, so they do translate better than like a lot of the older songs do.
Fantastic. All right, now the last thing, I guess you've mentioned that you're hoping the album maybe around June or July. What else is planned post the tour with Justin Bieber? More tours on the way, and do you know what's happening?
Yeah, I mean, there's actually it's hasn't been confirmed yet, but we're in talks for doing the Little Mix tour of Europe and the UK.
Okay.
So that'd be really great if that pulls through, because that's none of the 25 stadium shows.
I'm really jealous now. I would like to tour with Little Mix.
That would be cool. Yeah. So that they're much bigger over there than I thought. And yeah. It's like we get to do the whole Europe bus tour again. So,
yeah, fantastic.
If that comes through, I'd love to do that.
And I reckon the Little Mix crowd would be definitely on board with Shepherd as well. So
that would be nice. Yeah,
be cool. All right, we've been chatting with George and Jay from the hugely successful Australian band Shepherd today here on Joy 94.9. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, nice to talk
Thanks
to you.
Thanks for having us.
This is the latest single from Shepherd. It's Keep Me Crazy right here on Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.